All right, folks. Now get out your cell phones. We're going to make a call. No, I'm kidding. We're not doing that. We're still not doing that. That's true. Darn it. Next week. No. So we were talking, and I think there is kind of this, the fear. On one hand, you don't just want to be a cheap suit salesman kind of thing with this. You know, you don't want to just be always selling. That's fair. And I think the question is, for me, is there opportunity to be more intentional with some of our relationships? And again, not for me, but for the sake of other people. We're trying to be more purposeful in thinking about, there are people in our lives who have emotional needs, who have physical needs, who have spiritual needs. And how can I be thoughtful about actually being a light, being salt of the earth, being some of the things Jesus calls us? How can I be more purposeful in thinking through that? Some people might just, there's just so many ways. Some people might just need to be invited over for dinner, or to have someone have coffee with them, or to, there's just so many ways. But I think what I'm encouraging you to do is think about the people in your life. And are there opportunities, are there gifts you have been given that might be of benefit to them, including the gift of faith, the gift of prayer, the gift of grace? A lot of people need to hear grace, a message of grace. So let's take a moment, and I'm going to invite you to just close your eyes. And if you've been thinking of someone or a few people in particular, to kind of call them up in your mind, imagine them. And we're gonna pray for them first. God of grace, all of us are broken in some ways, are needy in many ways, are struggling in certain areas of life. And we pray now for these folks who you have brought to our minds. And we pray that you would help us to be thoughtful. And we pray that their hearts would be open now to whatever you are doing, however your spirit is moving towards liberation, forgiveness, healing, hope in their lives. We pray that their hearts would be open to that. We pray that you would show us how we can be servants to them, how we can love them well, how we can care for them in our words and in our actions, so that they might know that they are loved, that they are forgiven, that there is new life and possibility for them. We pray this all in the name of Jesus. Amen.